This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What is... Dax, are you...
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Big news in Eagles land. It never stops, Ike. It actually never stops. The Eagles stuff never stops. The Eagles hire Kevin Petullo to be their new offensive coordinator. He was previously the pass game coordinator for the Eagles. So there are two Twitter questions, Ike, for you to guess on here. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Make your special someone feel like a world champion every day with a custom diamond engagement ring from Mark's. Online at marks-jewelers.com. All right, hang on. I had it up and then I got rid of it. All right, first question that you have to guess on. Do you like the hire of Kevin Petullo for offensive coordinator? Yes or no? What do you think the results are?
You know what? This one feels like it may be 60-40 yes.
You're very close. 65-35 yes.
Okay.
Okay. Second question. I put this one up right afterwards.
A little more than I thought it would be, actually.
Yeah. A little more positive than you thought. Well, give it time. Do you think, I actually think that number is going to go up for yes, is my guess, but we'll see. The second question. Do you think the Eagles should have interviewed other candidates for OC before hiring Kevin Petullo? What do you think the results on that are?
That's probably certainly 75-25 yes.
70-30 yes.
Okay.
That, again... it's not that I don't think Kevin Petullo can do the job. I don't know if he can do the job.
Right.
I just think this is a sign of an organization who believes that they do everything right all the time. Like, there is, you have to leave, in my opinion, no stone unturned. I think there is no harm in interviewing other potential coordinators. There is only stuff to gain. Maybe if Kevin Petullo doesn't work out, you're already one interview in with somebody you already like somewhere else in a year. Mm-hmm. I think that information can, this is just like, this feels like to me, Howie's seeing all of the press about what an amazing offseason he did and forgetting about the draft picks he missed on and the coordinators he missed on and the free agents he missed on. He, not infallible. Great GM. Hall of Fame GM. Not infallible. And a move like this to hire the guy who's already there without interviewing anyone actually seems insane to me. I'm actually kind of surprised that they would do this. That they would not talk to anyone else. It just doesn't, even if you know who you're going to hire, it doesn't hurt to talk to other people. I can't believe that.
Well, it does if the guy who believes he's getting a job is...
feelings are hurt.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Maybe you bring more guys in and he's waiting.
I don't know. Like, he'll probably be happy once he gets the job eventually.
I'm sure,
right?
Yeah.
You know, I don't know. So, I guess, two-part question to you, 215-592-9494. One, are you happy with the hire? Two, are you surprised they at least didn't do other interviews? Kicking us off, Bruce in D.C. You're on WIP. What's up, Bruce?
Good afternoon, gentlemen. Good look, when the breaking news came through, I damn near choked on one of my French fries I was eating. I'm gonna tell you, I'm just surprised. I'm rather annoyed and shocked by this hire. Number one, and I'm probably sound like a broken record, and probably all the doubters like me, is the first thing I'm going to say, you know, what did you learn from the lesson the first time? It's one thing that, aside from the position, the thing that bothers me is that he has no experience calling plays, okay? I don't understand that at all. And one of the things that I was looking at coming out of the Super Bowl says, was that, okay, you know what, we get an experienced OC in here. And even Jalen said that, you know, in his interview. He said, hey, you know, get somebody here. Hopefully they have some experience to enhance the game. I was looking at maybe evolving and having Jalen Moore involved in a passing game next year with a combined a strong running game. What is this guy going to do about things like that? Because we had an opportunity there. You got Frank Wright. You got Eric Bieniemy out here. You got those two out there in particular. You didn't have to worry about these guys, oh, well, I'm going to have success and move on because they're former head coaches. You could have stabilized that position. But you put somebody in here that has no OC experience, and I'm telling you right now, if these guys, if there's any sputtering or anything that happens with this office, or if they regress next year, we're going to be burning down the city and the phone lines over freaking Howie getting too big for himself and not doing other interviews, despite you hit it right on the head. You didn't even interview anybody else. What the hell are y'all doing?
Well, let me ask this. In the past, when they've hit a wall and the offense struggled, have they not been able to readjust?
Absolutely not, because we're not talking about 2022. I'm talking about 2023.
Yeah. Some would argue, Bruce, the defense is what really cratered down the stretch.
But
not the offense, the defense. The defense got ran through by the 49ers, the Cowboys, I believe the Giants. The Cardinals scored 30-something points on them. Like, the defense wasn't playing well down the stretch there. I'm not saying the offense was humming. I'm just saying when they really struggled in 2021 and last year, they figured it out. They figured it out in 2021 and 2024. They figured it out, and they it may not have been what we thought it was going to be, but it was well enough to get them to the postseason in 21 when they overachieved. And then this past year, it got them to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, well, let me say this to you, right?
Okay.
And I recall this specifically, right? And I was raising hell last year. Sirianni got up on the podium. So last year was a little different because they were also talent challenged last year. On the defense because of the hire, and they didn't really do a good job with that. But there were questions on the offense, too, is that what are you going – especially when the slide started and Sirianni said, we'll look at some things. We're going to look and do some things different. And nothing changed on the offense when they started doing that slide down the stretch because he had nobody to fall back on. This year – is different because you had an OC that was malleable enough. They came up with a plan. They saw trouble on the horizon, and they did the Vulcan mind meld and came up and shift gears. How are you going to do that with somebody when something else goes wrong? You know, and for a guy that has no play calling experience, that could happen next year. And if it happens, it's going to go back to this hire. We're going to be raising high, burning down the line to high hell if this thing does not work out. That's my only concern. And you didn't even interview anybody else. Come on, man. I don't get it. I just don't get it.
Thank you. Thank you for the call, Bruce. We're back. Speaking of, he mentioned Jalen. So yes. Jalen was asked about Kevin Petullo on locker cleanout day when it seemed like it seemed like Nick wanted him. Here's what Jalen had to say about the potential hire of Kevin Petullo just a week ago.
Yeah. Kevin Petullo has never been he'd have a different role. So it's hard to compare, you know, that role to this role because his job is going to demand something totally different of him. And I have a lot of confidence in him and what he's shown. However, I know, you know, over the years I've learned that's out of my jurisdiction. And so kind of just taking things as they come and trying to go out there and be the best I can be and just learn and evolve.
Now, that wasn't a condemnation of Petullo. It also wasn't a ringing endorsement.
Right.
His first response was, the job is different. He's never called plays. He's never been an offensive coordinator. And throwing in the end there, this is out of his jurisdiction as well. So it is. Now, you had mentioned, and I think OG Wade had mentioned, the idea of consulting with Jalen.
Mm-hmm.
That answer, now again, he's hard to read. Jalen's hard to read. I have no idea what Jalen actually thinks. That answer doesn't sound like one where he would have given Petullo a ringing endorsement as offensive coordinator. But
or maybe they didn't ask him.
That's what I'm saying. I would bet they didn't. I would bet they didn't. You know, I would bet that they probably, given that Petullo is around so much, they at least think they have an understanding of what that relationship is. But it's not a ringing endorsement from the quarterback.
I agree.
Who doesn't give a lot of ringing endorsements at all, actually, by the way.
Well, and the one time he did give a ringing endorsement, that didn't really work out.
Oh, Brian Johnson.
Yes.
Yes, yeah, yeah. And the other thing, to be aware of, I guess, and Jalen did say really good things about Coach Sirianni at the parade, and he wasn't, like he was asked, he did it of his own volition, is that if you're Jalen, and if you, you know, it's been pretty obvious that he and Nick, doing better, but not always on the same page about everything, is the guy they just hired as OC is basically Nick's guy.
Yeah.
You know, and you have to wonder how that computes in Jalen's mind, whether he thinks this is now, you know, he's fighting uphill to get what he wants because the head coach and the offensive coordinator are definitely on the same page, you would imagine.
Well, I think it's an ever-evolving working relationship. And, you know, when there's a carrot in front of you that you're chasing, right, sometimes you're willing to be a little bit more flexible, to be a little bit more inclusive and willing to compromise. But once you achieve that goal and you've gotten that ring, now you sort of sometimes feel empowered. And I don't know how Jalen's going to react to that. I really don't know. Here's what
you just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
I would hope he would be open to giving it a chance to work. know, this is what this business is about. You're a quarterback that has won a lot of football games in different ways, and you have yet to have, well, you only had the same coordinator once.
Right.
Well, you had him twice, meaning that you've only had him in consecutive years once, and that was with Steichen. And he still won a lot of football games during his time. Right? We all thought everything was going to fall to pieces. This was his first year with Kellen Moore. It's a new coordinator. Now, the passing game wasn't great.
Right.
But we won a championship.
Yep.
So I just wonder what Petullo can bring to the passing game that may help Jalen. Right? It may help Jalen. It may make the offense a lot more simpler for everyone to be involved. And here's the other thing. You know, they want to keep these other guys happy as well in the offense.
A.J. and Devontae, yes. Most notably.
Yes.
Yep. Yeah. All right, 215-592-9494. The Eagles hire Kevin Petullo to be their new offensive coordinator. Petullo was the pass game coordinator previously. They did not appear to interview anyone else, which to me is the biggest shocker and the biggest disappointment, and to me signals a GM who thinks he can do no wrong. I don't know how you can't take the magnifying glass out and invite some people to NovaCare and have conversations with them. All the while, massaging Petullo's ego, if that's what you need to do, that's part of your job too. 215-592-9494. Curtis in the Northeast, you're on WIP.
I ain't never thought I'd see you hating right now, man.
I'm not hating.
You see, we lost Deuce on that same thing.
Yes, and they just won the Super Bowl.
Same way, not hiring from in the organization.
Hold on. We lost Deuce. We just won the Super Bowl without Deuce.
Exactly, with the people we got. That's what I'm saying. Andy Reid, what was he, a special teams coach under Mike Holmgren and the Packers or something?
He was a QB coach. He was a QB coach.
He was a quarterback whisperer. I forgot.
Yeah.
But look how he turned out. He's going to be one of the greatest coaches of all time.
Yeah, we hired from a different organization. We didn't hire this guy from a different organization. He was already here.
Right. So we know what we got. I don't think how we're feeling this, though. But you got to give a person a shot. He might feel some kind of way they let Deuce get away. Like, yo, I ain't going to make that mistake again. He watches everything and everybody. He talked to all the staff. He talked to the coaches, see how comfortable they is. They might have went to Jalen after that interview and say, what about Petullo? He's like, yeah, let's give him a shot.
Yeah.
Then we get the Marion Miami.
Curtis.
We get the guy from Miami, throw a little wrinkles in there with the offense.
I like that
hire. All we had Jalen to do is win us the game when we got to. And when he had to air it out, who was the ball right there? The role he was playing was significant. Now put him up as the real play call, and let's see what he can do.
Let me ask you this. Curtis, you a married man?
Yes, I am.
You marry the first girl you ever dated?
No, I didn't.
You wanted to see what was out there, didn't you? I'm just saying.
You got me.
All right, that's all I'm saying. It's like it doesn't hurt.
Back from that one.
What's that?
I can't come back from
all
that.
All right. Thank you for the call, Curtis. It doesn't hurt to know you're making the right decision, you know?
Right. Jack didn't look around.
No, that is a good point. Jack and he wound up with a good one. Jack is very lucky, though.
He is.
Yeah. Yeah.
Small town of Westchester.
Yeah. We don't know if Jill looked around.
Oh, come on, man.
Well, I just don't know. I heard she was dancing with a different guy at prom.
That's true.
Yeah, you know, she did. Maybe
rejected him from the 8th grade dance or whatever it was.
Yes. 215-592.
Jack had a narrow search. She did not.
Yes, Jack had a very narrow search. Very narrow search.
Yes.
He identified her, I think, in like 4th grade.
Second grade, yeah.
Yeah.
He knew he had him. Even though they're the same age, you know, he's an only child.
She is much behind him.
Yeah.
Same age, but... As far as like
the maturity level,
yes. That's what I was gonna say.
Yes,
Jack, she probably grew Jack up a lot.
There's no doubt.
Yeah, if Jack didn't have Jill, what would we be dealing with Jack at this point from an immaturity standpoint? You know, 215-592-9494. Oh, and Conchahawken, you're on WIP. What's up, O?
Ike, Spike, what's going on, boys?
What's up,
what up, O?
DC right now. Just pulled in through a gas station. Dude on a Commander's hat looks at me, and says, next year, man, I just look back, I said, 55 points on your head, my boy.
That's what you do. And I've been telling you, this is the thing that I'm saying to Commanders fans when they talk about Jane Daniels. We have at least 6 months of this. Call him RG4. That'll get to him. They'll say it's different and just say, look at the stats. Not that different.
Yeah, give it time.
Yeah. So what do you think of the hire? Oh.
I love it, man. For one reason, it shows how in lockstep the organization is right now. I don't think it was Nick strong-arming anybody. The announcement came out so soon that you could tell when Kellen Moore got that job, it was passed on to Petullo. And to show that they have that confidence in him going forward, mm-hmm. I think that's a good sign. And then for number two, I think there's not going to be a completely different offense that Jalen's going to have to learn. You know, a lot of that is going to be Kellen Moore's fingerprint still on it. Mm-hmm. So it's not a completely new concept that he's going to have to learn going forward.
I agree.
I get. Well, that's if we think that Kevin Petullo believes in the same exact thing that Kellen Moore does.
Right.
You know, and right. And by the way, we had a completely different offensive coordinator this year. I don't know. The offense looked that much different to you than it has the last 2 years? Looked pretty much the same to me. Mm. You know, it doesn't mean you hire a new offensive coordinator. He's still working with the talent that you have here. So we've had three offensive coordinators in 3 years, and this is the fourth in 4 years, and the offenses look the same in those 3 years. So I don't know that him... It doesn't seem like he's learned a bunch of new stuff. That's not a detriment to him. It just seems like they know what will work best with this particular personnel. So I don't know that bringing in a new offensive coordinator.
But they also got to still continue to develop and get better.
They do. Thank you, Carlo. Yeah, I mean, the team absolutely has to develop and get better.
When I mean Jalen in the passing game,
yes,
that has to get better.
I agree.
Yeah, that has to get better, and I think they're going to find ways because you can't rely on giving Saquon the ball 30 times a game next year.
No.
So you got
28 years old.
Yeah, you got to find ways to move the ball in chunks of yards through the air.
Yes.
They weren't able. They could rely on Saquon to do that at times last year, but through the air, the ball didn't travel 20 yards down the field an awful lot. It did late in the season. We saw what he could do, and that reminded me more of 2022. We can get this offense back to 2022. That's perfectly fine. I think Jalen threw for 3,700 yards that year.
It could be better than 2022 in the same sort of...
Yes. But A.J. had nearly 1,500 yards receiving, and Devontae had nearly 1,200 yards receiving. That's how good the passing game was. And Goddard had 700 yards receiving. That's good yardage for your top three receivers.
By the way, and you know, you can't go back in time, but as he brought up, we're talking about Saquon and not being able, you know, knowing what we can expect out of Saquon next year. Mm-hmm. It makes me think about, like, can you imagine if we just had Saquon 3 years earlier?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? The career this guy, about Hall of Famer.
Yes, sir.
Guaranteed Hall of Famer. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
If he didn't waste away the first 6 years of his career with the Giants.
Put this dude with a competent organization to know what the hell they want to do. Got good talent around him.
Unbelievable.
It would have been shady all over again, but better.
But way better. Yeah.
Yeah.
No disrespect to Shady, but man.
Shady was pretty damn good.
Yeah, it was pretty good, but this guy is different.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Shady's like, put me with a competent coach.
Right, yeah.
It'd be a little different.
215-592-9494. T in Overbrook, you're on WIP. What's up, T? T.
T.
T. I'll put T on hold. How about Gary in Vineland? You're on WIP. What's up, Gary?
Hey, Ike, I think you need to have a talk with Stewart's cowboy guy.
Stewart's
Jim, what happened?
Yeah, you need to give him the Donovan, keep your name out my mouth.
Well, what did he say?
Oh, no.
He was saying that you guys were acting like children and you were.
Oh, no, I heard all of that.
Really?
Yeah.
On the airplane.
Oh, did he say that on the air?
He must have said it on the air, yeah.
Oh, yeah, he said that to us, in fairness.
Yeah, he said that to us. Yeah,
yeah. They were so...
Well, he put us in first class, too. So.
Gary, Ike and Jack were so in the glow of their first class upgrade, they demanded I don't call them Stewardess Jim anymore.
Right.
They're talking about their free snacks. They are bought off so easily. It's unbelievable.
That's true. Yep. That's true, yes.
Well, he was telling Hugh and the midday guys, oh, I wish you guys were on my flight. If there was anything I could have done. Anybody else but them, they acted like children.
Oh, see, that's him trying to get back in the good graces of the midday show, because the midday show was mad.
But that they didn't get upgraded.
They didn't get the upgrade.
Were they on the same flight?
No.
Oh, okay.
They left earlier. They left on an earlier flight that day.
Okay. Jim trying to manage the entire WIP staff by giving them first-class upgrades. By the way, Jim, I paid for my upgrade. So you didn't do anything for me. I'm the hardest on you. Like, you know, I could be bought too. Gary, what do you think of the Petullo hire?
I agree with you. I mean, if nothing else, by interviewing a few people, maybe he could have stole some plays or ideas. Or it's just...
I agree with you.
A good hire, maybe, but at least bring a couple people in.
Why? We got harmony, Gary.
Oh, my God.
We got harmony, man.
Yeah, but I don't know.
You don't want harmony?
Him, hey, we're going to go with you. But no, harmony's fine. But you could have told him, we're going to go with you, but we're just going to go through the process a little bit.
Yes, we're going to go through the process. Yes.
If it doesn't pan out, they're going to get killed.
Dude, when I got...
Who's going to kill them? They just won the Super Bowl.
We booed them. Last time they won the Super Bowl, we booed them at halftime, the opening game.
I know, I was there. Yeah, okay. That was bad.
Yes. We'll kill them. You want to know who's going to kill them? We will. Look, when I got hired to be program director here, I had to sit.
How many times are you going to remind us that you got hired to be program director?
I'm just going
to
tell you. Jack's not here, so nobody's calling me on it. I don't need you calling me on it. I had to sit next to Andy Bloom's office while he brought in doofus after doofus after doofus.
Oh, when you had to go through the process?
Yes. When I had
you were already here. You were already in the family. Yes.
I was not only that, I was interim program director.
Right.
And he didn't hide anything. You just see the doofus after doofus after doofus walking into that office. I had to sit here and take it. Kevin Petullo can grow up. You're mad that Josh McCown came in for an interview? Oh, cry me a river. You want to be offensive coordinator of the world champion Philadelphia Eagles? You can wait 2 weeks while Howie makes a couple of interviews. I'm telling you, this is a believe your own hype, listen to your own press, that you have to interview people. You have to interview people. And I'm not saying Sam Hinkie is the be-all, end-all of anything.
Don't you bring up Sam Hinkie.
Before he hired Brett Brown, they interviewed everybody. They interviewed everybody. They knew they were going to hire Brett Brown, but they wanted to get as much information as possible, and that's what a good GM does. Howie is a great GM, but doing it this way, I think, is a miss.
Did you say good GM and Sam Hinkie?
No, I said Howie's a good GM.
Oh, but you said that's what a good GM does.
That's what a good GM
does. Yeah, that implies that Sam Hinkie was a good GM.
He was a good GM, and he got run out of town. He got run out of town. Oh, I'm not going to make this about Sam Hinkie. That's on me. I take that back.
It's all good.
I don't want to talk about the Sixers.
Think about Silverman, then.
Yeah.
All right, Gary.
All right, Gary. Thank you for the call, man. So coming up next, first of all, do you like the Kevin Petullo hire, and are you at least surprised they didn't interview anyone? 215-592-9494. Coming up next, we'll get Elliot Shore Parks' thoughts on the hire. And, man, we got a lot of bones to pick. So... just a shocking development with Jack Fritz. A shocking development on what's going on with Jack Fritz during paternity leave. And we'll have to ask Elliot about his most insane claim of all time.
Yeah.
So that is coming up next. It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes, and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
True crime fans will love Crime House True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Every Monday, you'll experience the most notorious true crime cases from that week in history, all linked by a common theme, from serial killers to disappearances to unsolved murders and so much more. Follow and listen to Crime House True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.